Shir Chav Zayin Teim Hei Ches Tishrei.
Want to finish the noise that we're holding on the Sugya from Ovos Achron, Svon Hashlome. We mentioned already a couple times that Shita Saran, and we'll be basically in Shita Saran today, that Be'etzem is two parshas of Nisroikno. As one parsha of Nisroikno is Nedorim, that loy niru la'orus, and the orus dies, so the father gets back the koyach on apost. Keloshel Rambam chozro lirshus oviyo. She goes back to rishus oviyo. It's not from the parasha that he yarshins over the Baal. The Baal was disturbing because he had a schus afore. We learned in the Ran that it's not called a yetziya be'etzem. He only has a schus afore. Mele, when the Baal goes away, the father goes back to his old, original koyach. Nedorim sheniru la'orus, the orus had a tfisa in these nedorim. So while the orus had a tfisa in these nedorim, b'meisa orus is a new parsha nisroik no reshus la'av, and the av takes over the koyach of the orus, and these nedorim are sitting now by the av. And b'mele, the av could be made for now because he yarshens the orus. And at that you need a posuk. This is Shita Saran, the loike Arosh, that the Rosh needs a posuk, say a niru la'orus, and say a loy niru la'orus. But if the Ran, be loy niru la'orus, b'chlar you don't need a posuk, the father has the koyach on himself. Masha'en kim be niru la'orus, dear take, it already was by the orus, the father has to come to a new parsha. And who is mechadish that? Does he the suge and daf ayin amud beis? And the sugya in Aleph was mechadesh that benorim sheniru la'orus, when she gets married again, the orus sheni is meifer with the father. This is the chiddush of Shmuel, that ein chanami, when there's no orus sheni, is nischadesh in ayin amud beis, that meis orus nisroik no reshus la'av, the av could be meifer. But lo yitzir, now she gets married again, the orus sheni is meifer. And this is the chiddush of Shmuel. Without Shmuel, we would not know it. And this is what the Gemara is going to bring a Tanik Avosi de Shmuel to Mechadish de Saloche, that if she remarries again, the Orusheni is Mefer with the father. And what would be without the Chiddush of Shmuel? We saw two Tzdonim in the Ram. Either the father would do it on his own, or Taka the father is stuck, while as Orus, so no one could do it. These were the two Tzdonim of the Ram. This was Be'etzem, the source of the Shmais of the Gemara. The Gemara brings a Tanik Avosi. But before I start the Tanik Avosi inside, we'll make a small chazore, be'etzem, and the sugi of Nisroikno, of Samaches Amud Beis, Samachtes Amud Aleph, we learned the last case. Hefer Ha'av, ve'lo yispik abal lishmoya ad shemeis, Beisil say, no one could be meifer now, because Miklash Kolish, the nether is so weak, the father can't be meifer. Beisil El hold megas guys, so the chelik of the Baal is stark, so the father could be meifer. This is what we learned in Samachtes Amud Aleph. The last case was Hefer Ha'av ve'lo yispik abal lishmoya ad shemeis abal. B'Silel say you can't be meifer, and B'Shama you say the father could be meifer. He yarshens the chelik abal. The Gemara says because if B'Silel it's miklash kolish, you can't take it over. If B'Silel B'Shama megas guys, so the father only cut his chelik. The chelik of the Baal is stuck. So what's stated in the Samachtes Amud Aleph? You have an Eira Murosa, the father is Mefer, the Baal was not Mefer. And the Baal dies, Lefi Bisila, the father made the halt in Kolish, so he can't yash in the chelik of Baal. His afor is not bottled. And Lefi Bishamai, he was only Mefer his chelik, the chelik of Baal is very stark, you could yash in it. Right? This is the Sugya of the Samachtes Amud Aleph. Yishal HaShoyel, Yishal HaShoyel, he doesn't understand. What stayed in Samachtes Amud Aleph? The father, Nairo Morosa, the father is Mefer and the Baal dies. the neder is so shvach because the father was mefer, and the klishus is not butter, so you can yashin over the baal. Mikrash kolish, you can yashin over. Lefi deran, I have to yashin over. I have to yashin. It's not a yerusha. When there's no baal, it goes back to the father original. So what is the shaykhis that the Ran says that while it's miklash kolish, the baal can give it over to the father when he dies? He doesn't have to take over the baal. I mean, when the baal goes out, the father b'meile is zoiche. So why the Ran says in Samachtes Amud Aleph that because it's so weak, the father can't get it from the baal? I mean, the father doesn't have to get it from the baal. And there is no parsha of Yerushal of Ideran. When the Baal moves out, the father may love a zayche. This is the Ore Be'etzem and Divrei Aran. The answer is, what the Ran means that it's too weak to Yarshin, he doesn't mean it's too weak to Yarshin the Schus Afore. The Schus Afore, the father doesn't have to Yarshin for the Baal. He means the Neder was Bershus Abal, and the father didn't have a Kayach to be made for him. The neder can be mintik from the baal to the father. But he doesn't mean to yarshin the chelik of the baal. Because there's no parsha of Yerusha. I know it sounds a little bit mechudashlik. But this is be'etzem the next piece of the Gemara. And I want just to read the next piece of the Gemara. Just bepshat, like this, we'll have a aschola in the next Gemara. The Gemara wants to bring a raya to the Yesoid. The Gemara wants to bring a raya to the Yesoid. That Ous Achroin is Mefer Benedorim Sheniru. So we'll see the Gemara inside. Tanya Kavosi de Shmuel. Nairo Amuroso. Ovio Vebailo Mefirim Nedoreo. Keitzat. The Braise brings down a new case that we didn't learn till now. Shoma Ovio Veheferlo. Velohistik Abal Ishmoya Ad Shemes. It's Mamish the case in Ein Aleph. ונסערסו בוי ביועים ואפילו מאו פעומים אוביו ובאי לו האחרים מפירים מדוראו. The braise here is a change. שומה אוביו והיפר לו ולא הספיק הבא לשמוע יד שמייס. Dear the הלוך is שומה אוביו והיפר לו ולא הספיק הבא לשמוע יד שמייס. The הלוך is normally that the father cannot be מייפר. Aber if נסערסו בו ביועים אוביו ובאי לו האחרים מפירים מדוריו. So the braise here, the Ran already mentioned it in the Samachtes, וכו שתדע in the braise, נו חידוש, even that בהיפר האב, ולשום הבעל ומייס, it's מקלש קוליש, and it can go over back to the father. אבל if she became מאורוסו again, אוביו ובאי לו האחרים מפירים מדוריו. Why? But it's a weak neder. A weak neder can't go over. Here the Ran comes and says, as you saw it, you're right that it's a weak neder, and it can come back to the father, but it could go to the Orus Achron. Why? Orus Achron is not a parsha of Yerusha. It's not a parsha of Mintik. It's Kare Berishon. The Mele, he could stand in the Mokim of the Rishon. This is Be'etzem where the Ran is Mechadish as Yesoid, that Orus Achron is Kare Derisha. So again, it's Nedorim Sheloi Niru Le'Orus Risha. And Be'etzem is no Parsha Be'etzem that the father has to Yashin it. And the father cannot Yashin it. But the Aloch is that the Orus Achron becomes and takes over the Orus Risha, even when Nedorim Sheloi Niru Le'Orus Risha. That Be'etzem the father goes back to himself. But the Orus Achron becomes Kari the Risha and he can take over the Neder. Or read the Ran inside. אוביו ובאי לו אחרי מפירים מדורר פירשו קצת הראשונים נחבו בקרמי את הדברי הקוילי ותמיאני לביסילה דסביר לו מקלש קוליש כיוון דשומה אוביו ואיפה לו ואיקליש לי נדר דעקתי איסה לאב ולבות לו אפור עושו דילי היכי מוצו אב ואורוס אחרי לא אופר דו אמרי ביסילה לבאות אלי דשומה אוביו ואיפה לו ולאיס בגבל לשמוע את שמייס דאין אב יוכל לאופר חי גב דלו אמרי למייס הבעל לסרוק נרשוס לאב כשום דקיוון דאיקליש לי נדר לחושים לא הרישה לאב. And here the Ran says the Yisoy. The Hainu time from the Rael the Ike Shinu Reshus. The Mintik Lehai Nidre Me Orus Leav. Kolege de kolish loimotzi mintik, not loimotzi lohoirish. The nether cannot be mintik from one to the other. Aber loche de ikis orus acho in chazinelei orus acho in kikare de rishoin, ve keimon de me orus lo orus grossi, aber gab de iklash le nether, motzi av meife, uba lo ofer lech, tchaigat me loi integreu. So das ist der Aloche. So der Ran says, und der Ran repeated it beetzem in Samachtes, der Ran in Samachtes said the same Yesoid, that even that the Aloche is, Shoma Ovir ve'efer lo, ve'meis ha'ba'al lo'y nisroik no reshus la'ba'al, because a shvachi kolish you can't pass over, but, lo yetzir is the Orus Achroi, the Orus Achroi could take over the koyach of the Orus Rishoin, and b'meile the Orus Achroi could meifer. And he takes it midin kare de rishon. Midin kare de rishon, he could take over the nether. Now, as a dear kir state of vio ve bailo mefirim le doreo. The achronim bring down that is mashma, no one knows why, that the father has to be mefir again with the orus achron. The father has to be mefir again with the orus achron. And the shaila why? Why the father has to be mefer again with the Orus Achroi? Ari, the father was mefer already. And his afora l'chur is not botel. Ari, the Ran explained that his afora is not botel. Because if his afora is botel, the iklish is botel. So what is the pshat that of vio v'baylo achroi mefirim edoreo, that the father is mefer again? What's of vio v'baylo achroi mefirim edoreo? Why the father will be have to mefer again?
Now you need
afora. But if it's afora is not bottled, freak the Nochem and freak the world, ain't afora achar afora. The mother of Shach. You're right. Some want the answer like Yankee. That the pshat is that the second orus cannot be mitzarif to the first afora, so he has to do afora again. But we said, ain't afora achar afora. This was the whole thing in the Ran. That while the first afora is not bottled, ain't afora achar afora. So if the cloud is that the first afora is botel is ein afora achar afora, so why it has to be mefer again? This is the first chelik of the braise. The second line of the braise is shoma bailo veheifer lo velo hispik ha'av lishmo ya'ad shemeis choyzer ha'av mefer chelkoi shel baal amar Rav Nosson hen divrei Beit Shammai. So I just want to start on this line. What Beit Shammai hold? Shoma bailo veheifer lo. The Orus Rishon heard and he was meifer, and he dies. The father now is meifer the neder. Zog deran, even if it's the Orus Achroin, only the father is meifer the neder. So b'shama yamichadesh, we learned that before, that shoma bailo veheifer lo v'meis nisroik no reshus la'av. Just b'shama yhold, even if it's the Orus Achroin, only the father is meifer. These are the words of the Ran. Choyzer av, shoma bailo veheifer lo choyzer av v'meifer chelko shel baal. The av lechudei motzi lemeifer, av al pi shenis'al sale'achar. So here we have Beit Shammai, that Beit Shammai holds Shoma Bailo Veheferlo. The mace, Nisroik no Shus Lav. This everyone is masking. Even if it's the Orus Achroin, the father does it himself. Why? Beit Shammai holds that Orus Achroin cannot be Zoichan and Neder if it was already Mufal because Megas guys. What is the Hezbel? The Ran and Holomud Bey is trying to explain it. It's a very Shver Zach. Very hard to understand. But the Lamech Shana, what is the Hezbel? But what we need for Ashlamas Asugi is to know this line. Shoma Bailo Veheifer Lo. Velo Yispik Vemeis. Choyzer Av Vemeifer Chelko Shel Baal and the Chelko Shel Av. And even if it's the Orus Achroin, the father does it himself. Why? Because the Orus Achroin cannot be Zoycha Ben Adorim that the first Orus was Meifer. Because Megas guys, so you can't pass it over. Very Shver Azach. Lo Meshana, what is the Hezbel? And here we have the Peledik Azach. So state in Beit Shammai, Besilel hold, the Orus Achroin is Meifer. Aber Beit Shammai hold, the Baal is Meifer, and he dies, it goes over to the father. Even if it's the Orus Achroin, he can't be Zoyche, because already the first one was Meifer, to make his guys. Lo Meshana. So who is Meifer? The father. So Be'etzem, we have a Pshitas on the whole Shailev yesterday. We have a case that Shoma Bailo Veheifer, he dies, the father is Zoich in the nether, is the new Orus now. Zog B'Shamai, the new Orus cannot be Zoich in the old nether. So who is made for the father himself? I, why is no Yetzia? L'chol is a Yetzia. The Orus Achoin made a Yetzia. Say that when the Orus Achoin is not Zoyche, the father could be made for himself. Who brings this Raya? The Rad himself in Daf Ayin Hey. Says that when the Orus Achoin cannot be Zoyche, he says it on Yovam. While the Yovam cannot be Mefer, so the father could be Mefer. So it's very interesting. Before we had a Sufik in the Ran. Before we had a Sufik in the Ran. The Ran cleared what will happen if the Orus Achoin can be Mefer. So the father could be Mefer himself or not. One Pshat, he says, yeah. Afazei Vaidah, the Orus Achoin cannot be Mefer, the father could be Mefer himself. Inami, no. While the Orus Achoin cannot be Mefer, the father also can't be Mefer. That's the given Ayatzia. And gleich, in the end of the Amun, the Fi Beit Shammai, Shteit Klorim Beit Shammai, that if the father, the Baal dies, the father Yarshim, even if Orus Achoin, Beit Shammai, for reasons that they have, Orus Achoin cannot be Mefer, Zog Deran, the father could be Mefer himself. I is a Yitzir. The Teretz is, Orus Achoin, if it's not Orus Achoin, the father does it himself. He has two koiches. But it's a Yitzir. It doesn't make a difference. So the world that I'm not learning in Chosh, it's the only one. After we have Beit Shammai, the Ran Taka didn't mean to have a Suffolk. A lot of Chosh people learn like this. And the only one, the Ran and I, but it's not a source of the Shvais. I don't want to answer. I just want to know, this is Be'etzem, the whole Sugya. And on Mutbeis, it's only Teres, why the Megas guys is not Moirish and the Mikrash Kolish is, and it's a very Shver Zach, belong this, the Ran and the end finishes it, it's Sorchir and Nochal. But what we have to know, like Abitzusa the Shmaisa, we have a sugi of Orus Rishon. He dies, the father is Mefer. We said Tupshotim and the Ran. When is the Orus Achoin, Maskon is the Orus Achoin is Mefer, Kare the Rishon. All of this is good. The Ran says, and the tzad that is no drosha of Orus Achoin, and the tzad that we don't know that Orus Achoin can be Mefer in the Dorim Shenirul Orus Rishon, so even that she's Meurosa, the Ran has a suffix. Maybe the father could do it himself, and maybe it's a Yetzia, and maybe it's Shters. A suffix. Suffix. Maybe it's Shters, maybe it doesn't Shter. A suffix in the Ran. And we saw in the Ran in Dafa in Heishtet, Klo, that if the Yavam can't be Mefer, the father is Mefer himself. The Shaila is, why here it's a suffix, and in Ayin Hei it's not a suffix. This is a Shaila. More from that, in the end of the Sugya, in the end of the sugya, we have exactly what we have in the sugya Daf Ayin Hey. Sorry, we have in the end of the sugya. Beit Shammai hold Orus Achoin cannot be zoicha ben adorim that the Orus Rishon already was Mefer. So even that it's Botel Zog Deran Zog Beit Shammai, the father is Mefer himself. So this is Be'etzem the Kasha and the Derech HaPshuto that we learned. We learned that the suffix of the Ran is father has two koiches. When it's Orus Achoin, Maskoni, he gets it. And the tzad that he doesn't get it, because Benirul Orus Rishon, Orus Achoin doesn't have a Schia, clears the Ran, if two koiches is enough, and there's no Yetzia, a fault is a Yetzia. This is the way we wanted to learn, Kepshutai, on Teiras. And that we said, so why in a Yavam he says Nishtaze? That if it's a Yavam, even on the tzad that the Yavam is Moitzi, if it's Nirul Orus Rishon, the father has two koiches, and now, not only in Yavam, in Ar Gemara, in Beit Shammai Shteita Zay. Beit Shammai hold, if the Baal was Mefer and he dies, Orus Achoin cannot be Zeich and these Nedorim, so the father is Mefer himself. Oh, but you had a Tzad as a Yetzir. If we learn the way we wanted to learn the Fipshutoi, these Achna Behemoth are very Shvah. This is Mamish Astira. Maybe, if we go with different Drochim, maybe is the way to Miyashin. Maybe is the way to Miyashin. But this is Be'etzem the Koshi of the Sugya. And I'm saying, if Nochim we started Shiri, he said, Avane, Noch Beit Shammai, the Ran Taka will go only with one tzad. Noch Nishgivus Beit Shammai. Noch Nishgivus Beit Shammai. The Gemara didn't know Beit Shammai yet. So maybe the Ran tzad could be two tzadonim. And Beit Shammai Taka stayed as it. The Mele Dafa in Hei, says, Noch Beit Shammai Taka. And I hear, it's Noch Beit Shammai. Even if Nochim had a different pshat, that could be, could answer these kashas. But as pshat and Gemara, Reb Nochim said, he doesn't feel that it's a bayah, that the Ran didn't say, that if he what he's saying now, if he Beit Shammai, his suffix from before will switch. I'm saying, Avada, the avoda here is to say nishtazay. The avoda here is to say nishtazay. It's very schwer. That in Beit Shammai, weil es lo niru lo arus achroin, then for sure he doesn't stop. It's mamash me'advorim akoshim. We have the schus to learn nedarim. To learn Erev Yom Kippur nedarim. Good, maybe someone could finish pshat. Biz Yom Kippur finish till Ein Beis Levarim. When we start Yom Kippur, we start Kol Nidre. We start with Kol Nidre. We matir the Nedorim. First time bepshat, we say Kol Nidre, v'charomei, v'kinomei, v'kinusei. Zamer yizmarich, chashleime, or the Nusach. We say Kol Kinuyei. So we say koinom, then we say kinuyim. If koinom is a kinuy, how a shtim? I'm not going in. We're going to set on the dorim and kol nidrei. There's a lot. Shulchan Shleimah and Rosh Hashanah. And then it's like kol nidrei with all the sugyas from Rav Shlomo Zalman. But then when we finish, we say v'nislach lechol adas b'nei Yisrael ulechol ha'om b'shgoga. Ki lechol ha'om b'shgoga. And then we say the Shechiyonu. Say Vayavar. The Shaila is why we say this Pasuk V'nislach. The Vayavar we're going to Fipshutoi that it's a Pasuk Kol Nidre, it's a Pasuk HaToras Nedorim. I'm going to give you food in Yonim. It's not just with the Sugis. Mach HaToras Nedorim. So what is V'nislach? So the Goy brings down that the Fish Shittas Rashi that Kol Nidre is Be'etzem HaToras Nedorim. So the Gemara says, when the parsha of HaTorah is not with Naira Muroso, the Imbi Yemshma Yisho, Ve'efer Kol Nedoreo, Ve'Hashem Yislach Lo. What is Ve'Hashem Yislach Lo? So Rashi, if the father is Mefer, and she doesn't know, so the Maisa, B'Shaz, that she was over, she thought that she's over in another. So Hashem needs a kapor. So Ve'etzo, we say Kol Nidrei, we oikir the Nedorim that we did already. So Ve'etzo, now already we're miskaper on them. But now we're saying, about the Maise, when we did it, we had Aveir. So we miyad davening, v'nislach. The Lashon HaPasuk. If Hashem says, after HaToras Nedorim, v'Hashem yislach lo, so we say v'nislach. It's the same v'Hashem yislach lo. We ask, Frank the Goyen, this is only good if the HaToras Nedorim is ala hova. So then, the Maise is nizbarer that we ate b'shgoga. So we daven to Hashem v'nislach. But if we learn like Shitas Rabbeinu Tam that the Iker Kol Nidre is the Mesiras Meidore, Kol Nidore the Nadava that Yom Kippurim Zad Yom Kippurim Abo Aleinu Letoivo, that the Iker the Kol Nidre is Mesiras Meidore, that we Moisro Meidore, that we don't want the Nedorim to be Chal. So what is v'nislach? So the Goyen says v'tzorichir. Shlomo Zalman wants to say that if we'll forget, the Tanai only helps on the Tzadik, we'll forget about the Nedarim. So we will make a Nedar and we'll forget about the Tanai. So again, we'll be over on the Nedar without knowing that we're over on the Nedar. So again, it's V'nislach al derech them. And the Goyim bleib tzorichir. So Andrew learned taken that the V'nislach is taken no shaykhis to the Kol Nidre. The V'nislach be'etzem is like when we do Kiddush, we say Psukim before we say the Kiddush. So we're doing the Shechiyonu and Yom HaKippurim. So as David is brought down that before you do Kiddush, you say the Psukim of the Yom. So before we make the Shechiyonu, the V'nistach is Be'etzem, we're starting to ask for Kapore, for Mechile. And if you then take the V'nistach is take it's a Choshev et Tfile, V'nistach. And if you the first two Pshatim, it's Nedorim Dik, yeah? It's not really a V'nistach. If it's mitzad, the achonet of the v'shichiyonu, it's be'etzem the v'nislach. But the ma'ase, either way, is brought down that we say kol nidrei erev Yom HaKippurim. The meaning is that people cry and daven, and the shaila is, what is this great zach? It's a toras nedorim. So you're right, Rabbi Yehuda states that when he wants to bring the mashal, how tshuva helps. He says that Azevi Achocha Moikir Es Aneder is the way when a person does tshuva, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Oikir the Averus. Maybe we could bring a rifle, Rabbi Niyeh, to the Gdorim, if we can't allow him to Mafreya. But as I talk, Rabbi Niyeh, Kmoi Shachocho Moikir Es Aneder, this is the way when you do tshuva, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mechaper. So in Mele, we start to do Kol Nidrei, Kilo the way, that Ein Echanami, the Chochom could take away the Averus. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take away your Averus. But it's brought down much more from that, that Be'etzem, the Yesod of the Tefillah of Kol Nidrei, the Iker, the Yesod of the Tefillah of Kol Nidrei, Avade, we want to mechaper the Averus that we did, and we can be Iker. But we see that a person, every pe'ula that a person does, it has a Ashpoah Ba'olam HaEmes. Person says that he will do something, it becomes a mitzvah. He has to keep his word. It's not the pshat. You're in this world, and it doesn't make a difference what you do. Everything what you do in this world is poyotzach in oylam ha'emes. It has koiches, it has ha'ashpoes. So when we make that toras nedarim, we are makir that what we are in this world is not stamp people, it's not animals. We chilik eloikam imal. Someone told me that he heard once a good mashal that people understand. He says, you know, they have a big machine, a huge machine. And it's like a motor control that you can put it on or not. Comes a person from 200 years ago, yeah, he doesn't know that Sadazan was out for motor control. Sees a machine in the size of a building, and you know, and it does like this, it does like this. And they need to change something in the line. So the guy says, okay, I'll take care of it. He's holding this little piece. The guy says, forget about taking care of it. And we have to right away. He's trying to run to start to move the wheels. Tell him, if you go there, it will kill you. He can't. He says, I have a little button. He says, I'm sure you have a little button here. Maybe it also can help, but if you don't move the machine. And we understand, with one little button, that's the way it works. But Lemaisa, we're the main control of the Ilamas. When we learn a word as mitzvahs, and when we do one machshav ro'a, Ilamas nichrovim, like the Nefesh HaChaim says. And it's mashpia, yeah, you daven kmo shetzorich, the good year happens. See, right? Some people say, how? What? Because I will daven a little bit, I will learn better. Yeah, it's like that person back that I never saw, that little control could change the whole machine. So to him it sounds impossible. But it's not shy with a little press. When the machine running, what about you? He'll press two buttons. What will be a difference? And we know, we'll say, Hashem, we're Elohim, when we cover the Ulmach HaShemayim, Kmei Shetzorich. So Avadet will change. Avadet will be a different change, a different mahus. So I think that if Rosh Hashanah, if Yom Kippur starts with Kol Nidrei, I'm saying, forget, if a person takes this Shver Sugya Vavus Achroin to finish it with Yom Kippur, there's the real Kol Nidrei. You know, the real Kol Nidrei is to finish the Sugya. It's a Chapin Arai. Well, maybe one hour before some Divrei Chizuk in Yom Kippur, it's a nice vote in the Rambam state. You know, the Gemara says that we send the Seirah Mishtaleach Be'ish Iti HaMidbora. So the Lashon Gemara is Al Kol Sukkah V'Sukkah Oimrim Loi Arimozen V'Arei Maim. Every time they tell him his food, Gemara Pas B'Saloi Gemara says U'Mo'ilom Lo Yutzach Odom Lekach. The Maim said no one never needed to eat, but they have food in every place, and they tell him, if you're hungry, if you're thirsty, you can eat. And if he's talking hungry, he's allowed to eat. Why is he allowed to eat? So Pasha is every time when you're in Yom Kippur, it's brought down that if a person has time for Yom Kippur, at least Seder HaAvodah, but Neshal Maporim Sposeinu, if a person knows a little bit the Seder HaAvodah and Yom HaKippurim, it's a very choshev part of davening. I'm just wanting to think of one Indian now. So Pasha is Yilur B'Shad because it's a Pekoch Nefesh, it's in the desert, it's a fast today. So he has to eat, and if he doesn't eat, לשון הרמב"ם מפרגים במעבד עשיים הכיפורים עם קוש על כויחוי וצורך לאכול אוכל. זאת אומרת, אפשר עם קוש על כויחוי מפקיד פיקוח נפש, שלום עליכם, אני אעבוד את הצעד הריבול דייק יש לי איט איט ונדון דייק עוד רמב"ם את קומית לסייר. אז רב חיים הוא מדייק עם רמב"ם עם קוש על כויחוי, he says I'm too hungry, I can't go over to give this סייר המשתלך, מה פיקוח נפש, אבל he could stay there. Well, someone walks hard, why is it so dangerous? But he's so hungry, you know, he says, he puts on his head, I can't eat. He can't. And the Rambam learns that he's allowed to. This is shown in his Kimat Mefurash there. Say, what is the Pshat? The Gemara says that Avoid Asiyem HaKippurim is Deich HaShabbos. מזדייך יום הכיפורים, מזדייך השבס. רב חיים learns that the avodas יום הכיפורים is not דייך אוני שבס, it's not only דייך יום כיפור, it's דייך האכילה ושתייה. If you need האכילה ושתייה to do the avodas יום הכיפורים, so as if יום הכיפורים lets you to be מחל על יום הכיפורים, it lets you to be מחל על איסור האכילה ושתייה, even that it's the Yisro Kos, the Marshal. If a person needs to be Oved Avodah, and for be Oved Avodah, he has to boil Nida. He's not allowed to. It's not matter. The Heter is Yisuri Shabbos Yom HaKippur. Yeah, ki yalo all of the Avodahs, yeah, because it's Valita B'tchazah, I'll have Koyach to do Avodah. And Shtah is a Heter. But it's matter to do the Chilul Yom HaKippurim and Chilul Shabbos. Dr. Chaim, it's matter also to do Achille V'shtir. Why it's matter also Achille V'shtir? He says that the Isur Achille V'shtir is Lashon HaRambam Keshem Shehu Shoyves Me'achille Kachu Shoyves Mishtir Me'anoim Mitesh V'shamito. The Rambam learns that the Din Shvise is not normally Shvise is Mimaloche. Here the Din is Shvise Me'achille. It's a Din Shvise Me'achille. It's not a Din Isur Achille like Kol HaTire Kulo. It's a Din Shvise. So vayt that Reb Chaim wanted to say once, we have a mitzvah to eat in Erev Yom HaKippurim. Shaila, it's a mitzvah to eat, a mitzvah to Rabbonon. And the Shaila, why is a mitzvah to eat? Why is a mitzvah to eat? So Rabbi Yehuda brings down one reason to show that B'tuchim Anu, Shakadosh Baruch Hu Yasul Anu Nes. Another side, he says, every Yontef has a Suda, Yom Kippur, you can't have the Suda, so you eat it before. Or that you will have Koyach to fast tomorrow. Three reasons. And they say, Nafkimina L'Moshe, what if someone is very sick? He can't fast tomorrow. He has a mitzvah to eat today or not? If it's mitzvah to have koyach, so the Ksav Sofer, he doesn't have a chiyuv to eat. What? He doesn't have a chiyuv to eat if it's mitzvah to have koyach. But if it's mitzvah yontef, so he has to eat. If it's mitzvah p'tuchim, shiyas or nes, the mitzvah is to eat. Hashem gave the mitzvah. Al fakert, Rav Kivei declares, if not shiva chayev, says, if it's not yontef, could be the potu. But if it's mitzvah that they will have koyach, the Gemara says every mitzvah that we made, they also mechuyev. Yeah, some gedolim ate the whole day, but for sure it's a mitzvah to eat to have koyach. So Reb Chaim said the gather of the mitzvah is, that's why the Rambam is mashmit. As if the Rambam state that why you're not allowed to do muktzah and all these achim, because some people anyway don't do melachas. So b'may nikar sheshov su ayoyim. And Shabbos. So, I think it's Yeshanim state that it's a mitzvah to eat Erev Yom Kippur to show that in Yom Kippur I'm Shavis from Achille. Again, only if it's a Din Shvise. Kistama Isur Achille is not Din to show. But as Avi and Shabbos, the way of Shvise is means I stopped as a Din of a Maise Shvise. The Mele Reb Chaim said, Val is a Din of a Maise Shvise Me Achille. The Mele, we have to eat before that. It will look that you're making a Maisa Shvisa. You're making a Maisa Tisefis. It's Gdorim, now the Torah gave a mitzvah. Oh, but the Chavtz of the mitzvah is not a Chavtz of a Maisa Achille. The Chavtz is only a Chetimtza to have a Shvisa. The Chavtz of Nafkeminis. I'm not going enough to the state of Reb Chaim. Mele Reb Chaim said, while we have a Pasuk, and avoid a Siyem HaKippurim, as Doiche the Shvisa. So the Mele, if the guy that is taking the Seir HaMishtaleach feels the hungry and he can't do the melocha, Reb Chaim wanted to say he's allowed to eat. And Reb Chaim said weiter, Reb Salevi is mechadish, that we know that if someone is mechadish Shabbos, he's mumu lekol haterikula. And Reb Salevi said also Yom Kippur. So we shayle, also Yom Kippur, if a person is mechadish Shabbos, he becomes mumu lekol haterikula, he ain't here nesach, if a person does gilei harayis leach, he's not. But Shabbos, he becomes mumu lekol haterikula. Reb Chaim wanted to say, even if he eats in Yom Kippur, because while it's a part of the Shvisa of Yom Kippurim, Mele, they say Reb Chaim had a sofek la'aloche. Well, we don't paskin it so much. Reb Lezer, we know that Mila is Deich HaShabbos and Deich HaYom HaKippurim. Vayim HaShmini, afilu b'Shabbos, afilu b'Yom HaKippurim. What happens if a Moyel, if he doesn't eat, he can't do the Bris Mila? So we paskin only Mila is Deich HaShabbos. But Reb Lezer holds that Machshire Mila also Deich HaShabbos. So Reb Chaim wanted to say, if the Moyel is Shvach, he's allowed to eat to make a Bris Mila. So we don't paskin Reb Lezer. We poor machshirim, we're not matir machshirim. But he said, if we matir machshirim, mainly he wanted to be matir the shvisa. He wanted to be matir the shvisa v'achile. I said, Reb Chaim wanted to be matir the ma'aseh shvisa. Another zach that you know is a chiyuv meikar hadin to go to the mikveh erev Yom Kippur for two reasons. One reason is too maskeri, and we learn. ביום הזה יחפר עליכם לתאר אסכם איזו חיוב חייב אודם לתאר עצמי ביום הכיפורים and even though we may seem but we came along that there's two kind of tumas and the tumah goes off this tumah of carry goes off and the feed that the Mishtabur says that בעצם would be enough to toivel once but the Mishtabur himself brings down that there's another reason we have to toivel that our Kemoshe brings it down as tshuva. Ramot Paskins, we Paskin La Aloche, if Isaac can be quiet. If a person is a Mechal Shabbos and he does tshuva, he has to go to the mikveh. I don't know if it's a guy is Mechal Shabbos in his room and does, I don't know together, but if a guy is Mefaresi Mechal Shabbos, we call him a Mumel, the Aloche is, he goes to the mikveh, for a lot of shittas he makes a broche. But it's a shame if we pass with a broche or not. A real Batshuva, that Mumel Mechal Shabbos is, because kibriya chadosha, it's considered a briya chadosha. Say pasuk in the Ramo, the Mishnah says that we do it valid tshuva b'yom kippurim. So b'meila we have to go to the mikveh and erev Yom Kippur. V'lefi ze Mishnah Berurah says you have to toivel three times. It says three times yitar. This is the minig v'etzem that in erev Yom Kippur we toivel three times. That's the reason in the old days was a minig in the mikveh they said vidui. Shabbos says to mevatel it because when people start to say vidui, maybe sometimes it's erve and they say shemashem. Maybe Shabbos says better to say it in shul. But be'etzem it was not stam a minig; it was a minig. And the a person has to feel be'erev Yom Kippur that he's a bria chadosha. That he's a bria chadosha. That he's mekabel himself to do tshuva. He's a bria chadosha. Now the halach is that be'etzem we say vidui already in erev Yom Kippurim. Shema Yomus Besaudah V'nimtza Meis Beloi Tshuva. So maybe do vidui today. Maybe you'll die today. You'll be Meis Beloi Tshuva. So it's mevur that Erev Yom HaKippurim has a din like Yom HaKippurim. Malo Vakosuf Kilo Yisan Tshiva Asiri. And Bemele is a chiv to do Tshuva Be'etzem Me'ikar Adin already and Erev Yom Kippur. And to be like a Bria Chadosha. So I want maybe a little bit to touch the Mitzvah's Tshuva. Everyone wants to do tshuva, but it's very hard to do tshuva. So we have a mesayro mi Rabbi Seinu, how you do tshuva. We have a mesayro mi Rabbi Seinu, how you do tshuva. Pasuk says, "Pischu." Chazal say, "Pischu li Pesach ke pitchu shel machad." V'ani yeftach lachem Pesach kepitchei shel ulo. Chosh Baruch Hu says, I want you to do a tshuva like a needle. I will do the rest. Says Mevur in Chazal that even if a person has to do a lot of tshuva, it's enough. If you can't do the main tshuva, lifseach Pesach kepitchei shel machat. What is the pshat a person does tshuva kepitchei shel machat? What is tshuva? So we have a yesod from Rabbi Seinu that is called Kabbalas. That a person has to mekabel a kabbalah. If a person just says, next year I'll be a better person, he knows it will not happen. He knows there will be no change. The mice in the end, it comes back again and again. So the way that a person does tshuva is that he's mekabel kabbalah. What is the pshat that a person is mekabel kabbalah? Shach will say alamal, kabbalah means that it's so clear by me that the whole year I will be aimed in the kabbalah. I will explain. The moshal, a person says, I ate shalei b'kedusha, I ate without the right hechsher, I didn't bench kmo shetzorich. I skipped words. I didn't bench Moshe Tzarech. It's a pillar, you see. If you ask someone to be Moitzi Da'ilam, he asks for a bench. But if he doesn't have to be Moitzi Da'ilam, he doesn't have to. I would think, fuck out. If he's Moitzi Da'ilam, he doesn't need a bench, because if we have a mistake, someone will correct him. If he benches himself, a person knows he's Nichshol here and there. So he decides he's mekabel a kabbalah. This year he will bench with a bench. What means a kabbalah? Means that the whole year he will never bench without a bench. Shach, someone came over to Rav Shach and he told Rav Shach, you know, I was mekabel to bench with a bencher. Lemaise is no bencher here. It was in the hall. Rav Shach, I was mekabel to bench with a bencher. There's no bencher. Well, what I could do? So Rav Shach told him, so how are you planning to bench? Now, how are you planning to bench? If there's no bench, how are you planning to bench? So he said, I know it Baal Peh. So Rav Shach told him, if you know it Baal Peh, take a paper, write benching, and bench my bencher. You will be kabbalah not to bench without a bencher. Kabbalah means that I was mekabbalah to bench without a bencher. So it means I will never bench without a bench. If not, it's not a Kabbalah. So a person signed the motion, okay, I'm a Kabbalah, I'll bench with a bench. Now the Maisa, he knows sometimes there's no benches. So, right. So when you Mekabbalah the Kabbalah, you say, I'll plan to bench with a bencher when there's a bencher in the building. But if there's no bench in the building, then I'm not Mekabbalah. Because if he doesn't say that, so tomorrow is no bench and he's benching. So if it's in a building, I have to ask someone else how much floors I have to go up to get a bench. Because a Muslim, I'm a Michia. Oh, but the Kabbalah is, so I say, when there's a bencher in the room, I will get a bencher. Or if I see the bencher, if I know where it is. Oh, but the Kabbalah has to be in a way that till the end of the year, you know that you can exactly mekabel this Kabbalah. The Moshe. Person decides he's schwach in learning. He's mechazik is learning. So he can be mekabel not to talk during Seder. He knows the ma'aseh will not happen. In the coming time, he knows. So the Moshe, he thinks he will mekabel himself every day to learn an hour. So doing the zman is pashut. But doing the zmanim and Yom Kippur and Shabbos and Chalamoyet. Every day during the whole year he will learn an hour. It's not so easy. But he knows if he will do that, he will have a connection to Torah. So B'meila will be a growth. B'meila will be a growth. So he's Mekabba such a Kabbalah. So he thinks, I really could learn an hour every day? I really could learn an hour every day? If he can't, it's not a good Kabbalah for him. Mekabba half an hour. Or Mekabba something else. The Chochmah of the Kabbalah is that you could make Mamish a Shvua that you know that you will have it the whole year. A Moshe, a person feels a bit Tzibur, Shvach by him. So he's mekabel a kabbalah. Next year he'll daven b'tzibul. Will not happen. He has to hope. So he thinks the Moshe, one tefillah I will never skip. One tefillah is easy for me. One guy will say ma'ariv. Okay, so Moshe, if I go up to my room and I realize that I didn't daven, so I have to go to shul. How far? Half an hour walk. 10 minutes in a car. $20 in a car service. Again, everything is missing. And with the day that I fly, what I do? So chutz for the times that I fly, the Kabbalah has to be exactly that you for sure, as even Rabbi Yehuda says, that when a person porak me'olov one mitzvah, he becomes ois evet. When you mekabel on yourself a Kabbalah that choik velo yavur, choik velo yavur, that you will do this Kabbalah, this changes you. This changes you. Lama Zagan, a person feels he needs Shmira Senai. So he could say, yeah, this year, Kedusha V'Tayra. He knows himself. But he could mekabel on himself not to go to some places that he knows that he has a Rifian there. Oh, he can't be mekabel. He would not go there without another bacher. He would not read these kind of things. Moshe, the bacher feels that he has a weakness. He learns mamashtal from 9 o'clock in the morning till 12 o'clock by night. But he has a weakness. He reads books. Then he's tired in the morning. Kosher books, Gdolim's book, Lamazan. Then he's tired in the morning. So what? To mekabel to get up in the morning, it will not happen. But it's easy to mekabel, I will not read books anymore. It's very hard, I will not read books. Friday afternoon, I'm allowed to read a book. The Chochmah is, no, Chaskel said like this, the avoid of a person is to find three or four things, not more from three or four things, that he feels that if he will have real Kabbalahs on them, they will change his year. One guy, it could be a benching. It's by him. If you're a benching, we should tzorich. One guy, it's not his part. The Torah he has to fix this year. The tefillah. One, the kedusha he has to fix. What is kas? Everyone has his aveiros. But you have to find three or four things that could change your life. They could be small, the Kabbalahs. Or the Kabbalahs that you know for sure. Choyk velo yavoy. That you could know that you will do it till the end of the year. Moshe, sometimes, I know some people are Moshe, he has a way. He feels he has a mischazik and tefillah betzibur. But he knows, even Ma'ariv is very shrewd. I'm using dugmoyot and I'm not nogea here. Just as a saber as always. So long as he thinks Ma'ariv. If you have a mischazik, Ma'ariv, till $50 he will take a taxi. Abi, not to miss the tefillah betzibur. Whole year, you know, especially in the summer, it doesn't work for him. He could make it till Pesach. Hopefully in Pesach, she'll say, and the year, it will go. Reb Chatzkel said, when a person stands in Yom Kippur, first the Yitzhahor doesn't let him to find these things. Because when a person finds them, and it's choyk v'lo yavir, it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference. Most of the person can be mekabel, he's not talking with tefillin. Like this is whole shachis will be different. Some guys doesn't make a difference to him. So it's an easy kabbalah, it's just not to talk. A emotional person sometimes nichshal in a macholas asur salat in pochus. In Macau, he's not eating pizza this year. He likes this year. We're not eating this. Like this every day. He will remember that he was Macau himself. Some people it's a goldish. Some person it's a very easy thing to do. It's a fact. I'm just not doing it. To wake up, it's hard for me. To go somewhere, I'm not the type to come mischayev myself. Of a love, just to say no, I will not do that. As if a person can fast, he can force himself. So the Chatzkel, first a person, and this is the mitzvah sayoyim, asayos yom tshuva, especially today and tomorrow, this is the ikar yomim, to find three or four things, not some, three, four, I have a list, that I think with these things, with these kabbalas, with these starke kabbalas, my year could be a different year. Pesach kepitchoi shel machat, machat! Hashem says, I'll do everything. This one means Pesach kepitchoi shel machat. Aber legabe these things, these kabbalas, it's like a shvuah, I'm going to do it. If a person becomes to learn every day an hour, he has to learn Yom Kippur, he also has to learn an hour. Or he says, chutz Yom Kippur, and a kabbalah. Kabbalah has to be that you never mafkir it. So the Chatzkel, after a person finds, and it's all already doesn't manage to stop him to find these things, because when a person finds this, it's baduk umenusa, the year finishes. It's so gishmak. You come out of Yom Kippur, you open your Kabbalahs and you check if you really did it the whole year. And you do it. You did it. If it's such Kabbalahs, normally you manage. Such a nice feeling. You know, next Yom Kippur, you could go more. So after a person decides to do it, the Yitzhahor comes. He didn't manage to stop him to be a good guy to make tshuva. Comes the Yitzhahor and says, okay, here I am. What, an hour a day? 5 hours a day. You do Birkas HaMozen, Ma'ariv, Shachris, Shmir HaSenayim. He starts to throw out the package more zachem. He knows nothing will happen anyways. Don't listen to him. What happens? You Yom Kippur already, you Kodesh V'Toyr, already you Hatzach Far Ne'ilah. So you feel, no, noch a Kabbalah, you're already, you need a Malachim already. You're talking like a Malach. This is the chokhmah of the Yetzer Hara then. And the minute that he didn't manage to stop you to find the good things, he comes to be your friend. Add. Chazal said what he does in Ne'ile, he takes the Kabbalahs and polishes them. Cuts off. I'll daven every day b'tzibur, six times a week, no, I have to every day. But, you know, not 20 minutes to walk, only 50 minutes to walk. That I could do. If I find out that I'm in pajamas already, I'm not mukhoy, yes mukhoy to go out of bed. He says, I sit and I cut off till I know that for sure my Kabbalah is doable to pass the whole time. This is the avodah. We have to know, is a mitzvah sayoyim lifnei Hashem Elokeichem titor. It's not enough to cry. It's not enough to feel bad. It's not enough to daven kmo shetzorich. Is a mitzvah to do tshuva. Is a mitzvah to do tshuva. And this is called doing tshuva. And this is called doing tshuva. And if a person takes on himself and he finds, and again, the chokhmah is you have a whole Yom Kippur. The Gemara says, Shofar shel Rosh Hashanah Kofuf. Kamo de kaif inishdaite tfei nichalei. Like we spoke, Malchias. Shofar shel Yom Kippurim beis Hamikdash was poshit. Kamo de poshit inish tfei nichalei. You have to be very simple, very lemaisedik. How you could change. How you could fix. And when a person takes on himself to change, to fix, and he takes on himself Kabbalahs, Be'ezus Hashem, we'll be zeicha together the Gemar Chasimah.